Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Psalms. We're still in Psalm 119 and we are going to be running through verses 92 through 94, and they say this: If I had not found joy in your guidance, then I would have died from my misery. I will never forget your precepts, for through them you have given me life. I belong to you, Lord. Save me, because I have taken care to live by your principles. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we do pray today that we would find joy in your guidance. And I know, Lord, that's a popular prayer. It's a prayer that many of us pray. We seek your will. We say, Lord, what's next? What is your will? What should I do next? What is the ministry that you have for me? What is the person that you want me to pursue? What is the friendship that you're placing in front of me? Who is the spouse that I'm going to marry? What school should I go to? These are all things that we seek you for, Lord. And Lord, help us not to be caught up in having the perfect specific answer in our perfect specific timing, but to trust you for that and to understand that wherever we set our feet, you will be with us. It's not like you abandon us if we make a wrong choice. And you're with us every step of the way. And so help us to find joy in our today. And I pray for those people today who are in the midst of the mess. They see the future, they've experienced the past, but right now they just feel like they're in the messy middle. As a novelist, I have struggled with the messy middle. It's easy to write a beginning of a novel and it's really fun to write the end, but it's that part in the middle where we're slogging through that it gets really hard. And for those who are frustrated and they're like, oh my gosh, I thought I knew everything that was supposed to be and it's not happening the way I wanted it to. My expectations have been dashed and I'm living in the middle of my mess and I don't see a way out. Lord, would you give them joy today? Would you give them perspective, heavenly perspective, knowing that the actual goal of our lives is not a destination as much as it is our holiness and our sanctification and that journey that you're taking us on to bring us closer and closer to you. When I pray holiness, Lord, I'm not talking about some holier than thou person. I'm talking about wholeness and what it's like to have that communion with you day in, day out, minute by minute, second by second. And so, Lord, I pray that that we would have that kind of holiness, this kind of holiness that is this connectedness to you, to experience your presence all day long. When we jump in the shower and we wash ourselves, we experience the washing of you, that you have made us clean. As we make food for the day, as we sit down to eat it, and we thank you for provision. As we exercise, we thank you for the ability to move and live and have our being. So just to have that continual conversation with you today, I pray that you would convict us and show us your presence in a positive, joyful way, that you are with us every moment of every day. Lord, you have given us life through your precepts. You have given us life through your commandments. We now know what you expect of us. And in the New Testament, Jesus, you said, love God, love others, and help us to find those spaces in our life today to love those around us and to absolutely, amazingly, and totally love you. And we love you by our actions. We love you by the choices that we make, especially those choices that we make in silence and secret. Lord, help us to be the same person we are on the outside as we are on the inside, that we could have integrity and authenticity and wholeness in that sense, that who we are in public is the same who we are in private. So Lord, I pray for those people who maybe are frustrated with their public persona looks different. They feel like maybe they're faking this Christian facade, and inside they feel broken and hurt and dark and full of depressive and angry thoughts. And Lord, I pray for a revolution from the inside out for my listener today, that you would reach down into their hearts, into their broken places, into their minds, and that you would do an amazing rejuvenation and renewal in those places, so that how they are on the outside reflects the joy and the peace that has come from the inside. Deliver my friend today from acting like a Christian, and instead move in and through them so that they could follow you and love others from the inside out, from the core of their being. Revolutionize their hearts today. Thank you so much, Jesus, for loving us in that kind of way, the kind of revolutionary love that absolutely transforms us. And we pray that you would help us to see how we can be a transforming element in this world today. I pray all of this in your amazing name. And I say amazing so much, but it's true, Jesus, you are amazing. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overburdens you, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is listening to you. He loves you. He wants to transform you from the inside out.